On this edition of Updates from the Post, Downtown Hayes Development Corporation's Director Sarah Bloom speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about the organization's recent awards. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Friday, October 25th. This is the Post Podcast.
You won some awards lately.
We did. We just brought two home on Wednesday evening, actually.
Really? Did you get a dinner out of the deal?
I did, a big steak dinner. Cool. I said, winner, winner, a big steak dinner. We were very excited to be able to attend the Travel Industry Association of Kansas's annual conference, or the Kansas Tourism Conference.
Where's that at?
It was in Mulvane, Kansas this year, the casino.
Okay.
I did not gamble, just for the record.
Okay.
But we brought home two first place awards in their marketing awards, and our downtown brochure won first place in the print media, and Brews on the Bricks won first place in community awareness.
Well, you are good at letting the community know about all the great things that are happening with DHDC.
That's right. Hence, we're on here this morning.
Yes, you are. Hayes Symphony Orchestra, you kind of personally have an involvement with that, and they're kind of tied in with some stuff downtown, too.
Yeah, we're very excited for the annual free children's Halloween concert happening this Sunday at 2:30 at Beach Smith. And yeah, I want to talk about it for several reasons. One, I have the honor of being their treasurer and have been for the last 4 years. I also play the cello in the symphony. Not well. That's why I'm the last chair. But they are very kind and let me jump back in after 14 years of not playing. But then this weekend, a third tie is my son is actually one of the leading cast members that will be performing in Beethoven Lives Upstairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isaac will be playing Christoph, who is a young 12-year-old boy who has Beethoven live above him, and he's wild and crazy, and he's sometimes naked, and it's a really fun show, so everybody should come out.
And so it's Beach Mitt.
Yes.
And how do people get tickets, or is there a place?
Yeah, they're totally free. Tickets are free. You can pick them up at the downtown office, at the Convention and Visitors Bureau office, or you can even log on to hayessymphony.org and get them for free right online.
What about walking up?
You can walk up, too. We try to get as many people to get them early just so that we know what kind of numbers to expect, because this is one of our larger concerts. So we had 800-plus last year, so we just want to make sure that we're not giving away too many tickets and that we've got room for everybody. But on that note, kids are encouraged to wear their costumes. They can come as early as 1:30. We will have some pre-concert activities like a instrument petting zoo and arts and crafts, and I believe it's the Herndon Clinic that will be doing some lessons on how Beethoven may have been able to hear some things since he was deaf, and showing you different activities with vibrations. There's also free violin and cello lessons that you can sign up for at the hayessymphony.org website. So all of that starts at 1:30, but then the actual concert starts at 2:30. The first 300 kids will leave with an awesome goodie bag.
You said Sunday, right?
Yes, Sunday at 2:30.
Beach Schmidt. Okay.
Yep.
So they're playing some Halloween music and some, you know.
No Halloween music.
Although it's related
all
to
Beethoven. We call it the free Halloween concert because we encourage the kids to dress up, and it's the only concert where we mix performing arts with the musical arts.
Okay, I thought there was going to be like a piece or two in there that'd be like kind of scary kind of piece.
This is all Beethoven. It's all the story of Beethoven.
Beethoven didn't do any scary music?
He may have, but not in this show.
Okay, let's move on to something that could be scary, because you're letting the kids dress up with costumes and that, but they can also dress up for costumes on your trunk or treat.
Yes, so we have Trick or Treat on the Bricks, and that is happening October 31st on Halloween from 3 to 5 p.m.
70 merchants involved.
We have over 70 businesses that will be participating in that. So
that's
you
a
can
lot
bring
of candy.
Your kids down to downtown, and you don't have to go anywhere else.
I mean, I'm doing the math here, and if you get two pieces of candy from everybody, you're at 140 pieces of candy.
Right, and I guarantee you'll get more than that.
That's golden. Boy, if I was a kid. And what's the day and time on that again?
October 31st, 3 to 5 p.m.
Okay.
Just come to our building, and there's at least three of us helping at the 1200 Main Street. Then the Hadley Center is one of the buildings involved, too. So they've got several businesses helping inside of there. So watch for that. It will be posted in the Hayes Daily News. We also have a Facebook event, again, Trick or Treat on the Bricks. And we'll have a full list of all the businesses there for you to grab.
Very good. Okay, another thing, something for the adults now, Farm to Fork.
Yes, that is tonight, and it is sold out. It has been for some time, but we want to let everyone know, if you are one of the lucky ticket holders, We have moved the venue of that event. It was supposed to be in our beautiful downtown pavilion, but I think you guys were talking about the weather a little bit this morning already. It's going to be cold tonight. So we are moving that to the former Goodwin's Building, 109 West 11th. So if you have a ticket for that, please don't go to the pavilion. Head to 109 West 11th, and we'll see you tonight for a wonderful event at 6 o'clock.
Very good. And you guys always have great events in downtown Hayes, so that's kind of cool. So anything else that we need to be aware of that's coming up?
I always want to pitch our website, downtownhayes.com, or make sure that you like us on Instagram and Facebook, or follow us on Instagram. We always have things going on, and we try to keep you as formed as possible.